Hey, y'all. This is Weezy from Horrible Decisions, and I wanted to invite you to Zozo Talk Live featuring Jesse Wu. We have a new date up November 17th in Miami, toasted by Fat and Funny. New York, still some tickets left on October 28th. And then in Atlanta, we're going to be there on December 8th. I'm so excited for this show. We have a bunch of contestants where the audience gets to pick basically who ain't shit or not. It's fucking pretty lit. I would suggest ladies, couples, and niggas that want to holla at the ladies that show up. It's going to be like probably an oyster. I'm sorry. I thought about the smell of pussy. I was about to say oyster? A buffet of pussy, and then oyster came out of my mouth. So but anyway, mine don't smell like that. It's going to smell real good, and I want you guys to come and have a good time with me and Jesse. It's such a fun show. We're so excited to do this. We've created a bunch of fun things to talk about, and I will see you guys there. Check my Instagram for tickets. Chat soon.
Welcome back to yet another motherfucking episode of Horrible Decisions. This your girl. Hold on. I got my AKAs to drop. So this your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. The Booty Bandit. Y'all done gave me that nickname, a.k.a. That Bitch. And who am I sitting by?
I guess Marrow Divas.
What? But listen.
The fun.
I be on live and they done gave me the nickname is The Booty Bandit. And they know I be doing my a.k.a.s. So I was like, let me go ahead and drop my
I'll be
a.k.a.s.
Honest, I'm a Bodega Boys stan, bro. And they do, when I like listen to Bodega Boys, if anybody listens, their a.k.a.s last for 20 minutes.
I know. I need it's to start. I gotta start getting, but Booty Bandit just got added. So we gonna keep adding to it as we
mine
continue
is just,
on.
Mine just Weezy. So that's what I have for you.
And I know you guys have loved listening to the two of us, but we back with a bomb ass guest for this episode. I'm really excited. We got my girl Naya Lee in the building. Do
you want to go ahead? The OG Naya Lee, what's up?
You got AKAs or anything like that?
Just OG Naya Lee.
Oh, she damn sure dropped that Instagram title. She's like OGNY.
OG underscore. Nah, OG Naya Lee. That's it. Yeah, OG or Naya Lee or both.
So it's crazy because we sat here and like, so normally when we have guests, we like to do icebreakers, but I feel like, I don't know if there's even really a need to break the ice with your ass.
No.
Because you be mad like just.
Well, the way that Naya broke the ice when she first came in, my first time meeting her, she was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I don't really listen because I haven't been on, so I'm just kind of tight. But it was low-key my fault. I've been trying to stay on brand.
I'm like, I never listen. I don't want to know y'all formula. I just want to be surprised.
Yes. And then, of course, you know, I got the bad. She's like, bitch, I know you in real life. Why am I just coming
exactly
on now? This episode, goddamn.
Well, be happy that you're coming on when we lit.
Ooh, we is lit now, bitch.
No, but bitch, I'm going to support you regardless. Aww. I like the glow. Come on. Yeah. So you right.
That's why she unfollowed you.
This is a good time. I unfollowed
like,
everybody.
Fuck this bitch. Fuck this bitch. So what we like to do, just to kind of, you know, start conversation in the show sometimes. We have a segment called Vanilla Shit. And in Vanilla Shit, we find articles in which touch on anything mm-hmm. sex-related. This one I actually ran across on Time.com. Mm-hmm. It says, why getting back together with your ex may be bad for your health.
Bitch, that did not need to be an article. All you gotta do is ask.
What
the fuck?
No, ask every woman out
there.
I've
legit lost my hair from stress.
But no, what's crazy is, so they did a study, and it actually showed that people who go back to their exes actually
die faster.
No. Well, they have a case of like anxiety, depression. They tied it to mental health crazily. Like, and to me, it was kind of crazy because we talk about it all the time, and I've been talking about it with my friends lately. All the niggas on my phone right now are niggas who are like 10 years ago, 7 years ago, 5 years ago. They're all
you gotta
back.
Get rid of all of them niggas.
She won't like
really have
them
to reset the
how
black book.
And so then I was thinking as I was reading this, I said, am I depressed or anxious? Like, do I have a mental health issue that I keep going back to the niggas in my past?
Yeah, you gotta let them go.
So I wanted to have that conversation.
You know what? She reminded me when we had Amelia Ortiz on. She was like, you need to cut cords. Cut your cords with everybody because
let
of
go,
toxic
let them go
shit.
So how do you get past really a nigga, like get past him, get past him.
I get
him
a new one that's way better than the last one.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie to you, bitch. That shit ain't that easy.
No, right, you
like,
to
see me. Okay, boom. Let's go.
I'll be alone first.
We're talking pre. We're talking thought days for me.
Okay,
right?
Thought days. We go.
We're gonna
okay,
go to
during the whole
days
phase. Let's go.
Right during my whole phase. Right. I would like it was a thing. Like, oop, got a new nigga. Gotta say bye.
But and when you say bye, you
it's
never
like
went
recycling
back.
No,
I mean, if the new nigga start acting up, right? I'd be
you
like,
go back
I'm
to the
go
old nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
For 2 seconds, though, until the next nigga, and then he goes
back. But
see,
back. If you go back to it's the like old nigga, you go back to, like, the most recent one before. Like,
right,
I'm not going back
I'm
in the catalog.
I'm not going back to, like,
the archives.
X.
Oh, see,
like,
I do.
Like, for example, I don't fuck niggas that haven't seen new titties. I've had these tits for 5 years. If I have...
Well, see, that's how
that's
I feel.
A fact.
But see, that's how I feel right now.
Because a lot of niggas fuck T-Pearls but didn't fuck Nia Lee. And a lot of niggas fuck Nia Lee, but they didn't get to OG. So
OG.
Like,
see, but that's how I feel now, too. Like, there is something about me where I'm like, fuck you. If you wasn't fucking with me when I was fat, I ain't finna fuck you now. And so now that I lost this weight, I only want to fuck with niggas that fucked me when I was fat.
No.
So I'm going to tell you where my new line is. Now, if you guys watched the Consent special on Vice, we were only on there for like 2 or 3
we
minutes.
We was on HBO. Go ahead with the humble flex.
It elevated my pussy. Because the nigga texted me that, like, what you been up to? I'm like, the fuck?
I was just on HBO.
Nigga, TV. Motherfucker. Pay per pussy view. Yeah. I was pissed. I was like acting brand new. My mom was on Facebook talking about, everybody go look at my daughter.
Yeah, I know. My mom,
no,
too.
I get off on, like, now, especially because I had such a checkered thought history past. I get
What's
off
a
on
checkered thought?
Wait,
checkered
was your wholeness deleted?
Like, I was hopping everywhere.
Okay. Was your wholeness deleted? Do you believe in that
wholeness
deleted phase?
No, or I don't want my shit to be deleted. It was there. That's part of my resume because that's how I landed my
You know,
name.
I got really high the other
part
night.
Of the resume.
Yeah, and I wanted to do an episode about whole legends.
Yeah.
She's this is definitely probably the hoest
like,
legend in New York.
I legit got so high, I was typing them all out in my phone.
I low-key thought in this way. I do my shit with finesse. Like, a lot of ladies now are like too, like, everybody in your business.
Too extra.
I do my shit.
Elaborate for a second. Yes, what do you mean they're too? What's it? Would you
like
get a
that,
hand all
right,
movement?
Boom. Back when I was a stripper, right?
This is so New York. All right, boom.
Bust it. Back when I was a stripper, I definitely never posted like spread eagle, like, yo, come to the strip club. Like,
right.
I was like side booty cheek. You know what I'm saying?
Side booty
but
cheek.
But now today,
with
bitches
dripping.
Is on the internet. Like, here's my pussy. Here's my titties. Here's my. And it's
do
like,
you still think like showing less is more? Is that why you say that?
Yeah, I do like it. It's cute. It's good.
I appreciate that coming from a former hoe. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because some bitches be like, "Oh, do whatever you want." Da, 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 da.
No.
But sometimes it is nice. You can still be a hoe and show a little.
I like back in the days. To me, I feel like I was the thot that got wifey treatment sometimes.
So how does that happen?
Because I did less is more. Like, nobody really affiliated, associated with me with like hoe shit like that too much.
Okay.
Aside from the fact of me,
but
being
hoes
a
can still get wife.
Obviously, bitch, you see the ring, bitch? A big one, too.
I mean, like, all out there hoes. Like, if your pussy is on the screen, I still think, you know, you can get it. And I only say that because I'm in fear of my nudes leaking.
It's like, I just never was comfortable, like, going around, like, yeah, you know, I be fucking niggas. Like,
yeah, nah.
I ain't gonna lie, we do that, so you can't say nah. What you mean?
I fucking the same nigga, bitch.
Yeah, we be talking about our pussy.
What? But I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about our pussy.
I mean, we talk about a lot about our sex, bro. Like, so
but
we
but us having sex
is it is our job, but that's what other bitches be saying too.
What?
This is their persona, so this is why they do that. Like,
no, I know Mandy. Mandy definitely.
No. I'm not talking about
hey, bitch.
I'm talking about you said bitches be out here talking about they be fucking being hoes, blah blah blah. Bitches do that because they feel like they're that's their brand.
I don't know.
Look at Cardi B. It wasn't her job to talk about crazy like that, but people liked it because they feel like it's organic. Mm. Bitches legit feel, in my opinion, I think girls put it out there because they feel like it's better for me to say it than you to call me.
Yeah, that's their own personal thing. Me personally, I don't think so. And I think that's why I had so much longevity in the stripper world, in my stripper career. Like, I always reinvented myself. And, like, you knew I was fucking because, like, I never act like I'm an angel. My nigga know I wasn't an angel. Shit, he wasn't no fucking angel. But I think that not everybody being my business and people kind of hearing, like, yo, this bitch got bomb ass pussy. But
what's stripper longevity?
You know, having a consistent 6 years of making $20,000 or better on your birthday.
When you
I watched
you, 5 times.
You used to tell me that shit when you went to Vegas.
Birthday,
didn't you make like 60 in Vegas or some shit like that? Like Labor Day weekend. I was
Can
like,
I ask you the life
damn.
Cycle? I watched this this thing called Hot Girls Wanted, and they talked about porn stars lifestyle life cycles. Mm-hmm. How it's like 3 months, and then a girl who's in the middle 6 months, and then a good porn star is gonna be in their game a year. What's like?
Porn stars? That's it?
Well, because, you know, you get amateur and they try out a few videos and then it's done. For a stripper, what's like the short-term life? Like, how? What do you think?
All my stripper friends been strippers over 10 years.
That's a fact. All my stripper friends been stripper friends for
like
years.
10 years, bro.
I think as long as you're still making money, go ahead and get it, but you should definitely, there should be a point that you evolve and you have something else going on outside of there, because, like, you know, I would take breaks and shit like that. So I think that you have longevity as long as you stay exclusive sometimes. So that's what
like stripping is your only job.
Yeah, like, yeah. If stripping, like, to me, I feel like, you know, niggas was fucking with me, throwing me money and shit like that, because, like, after a while, like, I start traveling and being out in different places and I put myself in different positions and I start branding myself. So now niggas was coming in, not necessarily trying to throw money at the back. As bitch, they wanted to be affiliated with me because not only am I a stripper, now I'm going out with different celebrities and I'm getting on TMZ and things like that. So this
you like
is
Black China while I was a stripper. Miami stripper.
Before Black China was Black China. You know what I'm saying? No shade to her.
The OG, bitch.
Yeah.
Like the reason why the OG.
Listen, I'm from the South. So I don't know. Like, I'm serious because you know how like each city got their stripper star?
I believe I was the first celebrity stripper. Because when I started dancing, right, I started dancing at 17, honestly. Like, I'm way younger than what people fucking assume me to be now. But I started dancing at 17. This is when people still was like, oh, ho is not life, yeah, like, she, acting she, crazy.
I think you're
and now they're all trying
you.
To catch up and stuff like that.
26. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's not mad.
An OG, bitch. And an OG. But like,
probably because of how you talk.
Like an OG.
Yeah, but I think, like, you know, like, I realized how to finesse niggas. You know what I'm saying? And you can't fuck every nigga, so you got to hang out with other bitches that want to fuck the niggas that you be around.
Ooh, that's
is why I was able to be out and around certain rappers and different things, you know what I'm saying, different people, because it wasn't necessarily I was fucking everybody.
Were you known, or is there, like, a certain rapper that you was in your clique that people knew, like somebody that put you on, basically?
I hung around Fab and Meek and Jadakiss. Fab, Meek, and Jadakiss are like the top three rappers that people affiliate with.
Yeah, you got
with.
Songs and shit with them,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I got songs.
Oh, you have
with,
songs with them? That's dope.
Yeah.
Not with Meek, though. This.
No, not with Meek yet.
Oh, she said, yeah. So we going to go ahead and get into this, and I love that we're going to be able to talk about this, actually. So what we do also is a kink of the week.
Let me pull the picture out.
No. Okay, that's fine. Wait, are you going to... You know we're recording this, right?
Yeah, I'm going to turn the phone.
Oh, okay. Wait, you going to show the camera?
I'm going to show it to Naya. You seen it.
Yeah, let me see. What is this?
Okay, well, let's go ahead and into the kink.
It's not embarrassing. It's the way she bringing it up. She's like, I got the perfect kink after this. Go ahead, bitch.
So the kink of the week for this week, guys, is called xenophilia. It is an intense attraction towards people from other cultures or strangers. I actually brought this up because I wanted to... A way to politically.
I think we all in this room have that.
I think no, but I don't know if you just recently heard. So we talked about it on a Patreon episode. Uh-huh. But the Guys We Fuck podcast is like super in fire because how she was talking about a Black man. So when she brought this up, I was like, oh my God, I don't want us.
You know, I said it. I said, dude, how do I stay away from like sounding like I'm fetishizing? Mm-hmm. Because so I'm going on a date tomorrow with an Asian dude.
An Asian bitch.
And first of all, we are all watching Insecure, and he kind of looked like Andrew. Okay. Actually, he's hotter than that.
I mean,
he's cute. It's
not my type.
He's not bad looking. I get it.
That's he fine.
He's not my type. He's not my type either, though.
He looks like Andrew, but more mask, I think, in the face. He has like that defined jawline, if y'all are trying to figure
actually,
out what he looks like.
Actually, she said she want a nigga that looked like Juntao from motherfucking Rush Hour.
He was
Juntao,
bald.
Juntao.
But stop.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So, like, see, I don't know what we can't get out. Oh, bitch.
Listen, Asian people are people of color too, bro. So here's the thing. I've never been with an Asian... male or female?
Well, I was with a Thai guy.
Sorry, woman or man.
But he's mixed with Black, so we said that doesn't count.
Well, see, here's the thing, because I was like, he's Japanese. She's like, he looks like he's with European. He look half white.
He look half white, right?
But that's just because you think he don't look Asian enough, which is a problem and very problematic thinking, because bitches tell us we ain't Black
this?
Enough.
Can we say Asian enough?
That's what I'm saying. Like
that's what she's saying that you that think.
You, when you said he must be Asian and white, it just implies that he's not Asian
so
enough.
Are you
but people do that to us all the time. So I think it's fucked up to be like.
Well, you just got some Black dick. You clearly like pink dick. So is this.
You like pink dick over Black dick?
Hold on.
I'm going to stop you right there because you really getting on my nerves with this shit.
What I do, you do fuck pink dick.
The last two dudes that I dated seriously were white, and now everybody thinks I've fucking cast Black men off the island. Just to be fucking clear.
I just said
the first man in my life. I got my virginity taking my Black men. I've been with more Black men.
I'm aware
when
of it.
No. It's
recently.
Not necessarily you. It's just the idea that's on this podcast, and I'm tired of it. So I'm blocking the shit out all y'all to be like, okay. I would come at you, but you don't fuck with niggas.
First of all,
I do, but I've just been in my Euro realm. Now I'm moving on to Asia. Calm down, I'll be back.
You'll be back to Africa.
I fucked some Africa.
So do you have any concerns or things like? Do you watch Asian porn? Like, is it something to where you feel like he would be able to arouse you? Because, like, white guys, I don't think my pussy would get wet.
Like, I think he's so fucking hot. So I'm like, it's not necessarily.
He would turn you on?
I'm scared of Asian guys because of the stereotype of supposedly they have small dicks.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because.
The thing is, I was worried about that when I fucked my first white guy and I was like, oh. So I think, but no, on average though, like per country, right? Like, in general, I think it's black and Latino countries have the biggest dicks. I think it's Congo, then Venezuela, then something else in Africa. But I'm not that worried
Who's
about it. Plus, he's
dicks,
tall.
Though?
No, there's
I asked him how tall he was.
Measure.
He's 6'2". So he's already beaten one stereotype.
He has beaten a stereotype.
So fuck it.
Asians
like,
be
I'm
short
not gonna,
as fuck.
I'm not going to worry about that bullshit. The only thing is I felt fucked up. I'm just going to say this. Y'all don't come for me. I feel like I'm a white person trying so hard not to offend somebody black. And I'm going to tell you why. There's this bar so lit called the Stray Light. It's a hidden bar in Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And I invited him there. And I was like.
You invited him to Chinatown?
He's Japanese.
But see, now I'm like, oh, should I not have done that? Maybe he's going to think. And I don't want to do that because I feel like white men have done that with me. Like, oh, we want to get chicken.
You
I mean, not
get
like
chicken,
that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So I don't want to like wrap my head around that like bullshit of trying to be so PC when I know I'm respectful and I'm going to be fine.
I think go ahead and just let it flow. And then if he does get offended, then you let him know like, yo.
He can say some shit to me.
Yeah.
But first of all, his hair is way more.
Would you be with him or do you just want to fuck him for research?
Right.
I'll be honest. Like, ultimately, in my mind, like, yes, I want a black man, but because I just really don't want to deal with bullshit in my life with having to explain everything. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. He seems dope. Like, today is Columbus Day and we were both.
I think it's research.
We were talking about how Columbus is a piece of shit, right? Mm-hmm. He's Indigenous People Day. And I'm like, okay, he woke. He's also a
that make him woke because he know about Columbus Day.
Oh, he was like schooling me on Indigenous people how like people of color have like discovered every kind of land and white people are trash. And I was like, oh, I like him.
Okay, all right, that works. I'm trying to think. Have you ever like seen, I guess, someone from another culture and wanted to date them just because they were a part of another culture?
Yeah, in Dubai. Like,
oh yeah, but is it because they got money? Because I feel like that's like with
no.
No, they're actually some of them are beautiful.
They are
beautiful.
Like,
yeah,
they look really, really, really good. Like their skin complexion. To me, they're like I had a Puerto Rican phase like when I was younger. Like I love Puerto Rican dudes. Then once I started in my beginning of my dancing career, I loved the Dominican niggas from Uptown. You know what I'm saying?
Oh God, I've never had these
phases. They do have a vibe.
But I did like the Dominican.
Have you been with a Latino?
No, I've never had these phases. No.
You never had a Dominican?
I mean, Dominican and black. Or like Puerto Rican and black. Thai and black. Black and white.
Well, hold on, let me tell you why I do like guys like those guys over there in like the Middle East and shit like that. Because to me, I had like the Puerto Rican Dominican phase, and then of course I love black men. And to me, they're like a blend of like a black man and a Spanish man. But like they're not Spanish.
But they're not Spanish or black.
Yeah, and then of course they might have some money, but like really though, on the surface, like they dead look mad sexy.
I love the eyebrows of Middle Eastern people in general. Mm-hmm. Women. Men.
I like the facial hair.
It's funny this, to like, me. I don't know if this will count. It's
I like strong eyebrow. Faces.
Well,
they have hearts.
So the definition mentioned culture. See? And I think you put me on this. I kind of started becoming attracted because I didn't see it until it was up here. I love black men with the little, what you call it, the Muslim things on their head.
Oh, yeah. Cookies.
I don't know. But that to me is like another culture. They Muslim, but they're black.
With the Muslim thing on their head.
No, but I didn't. And like you kind of even introduced me. Like when we used to go out, she'd be like, "There's mad Muslim blacks."
You know what's the
in
interesting
Jersey.
Thing
I'm not
about
lie,
this? Though?
Muslim niggas is fire.
No, you put me on
the black Muslims.
Like, okay. I mean, they just can't be. The only thing I fear with like black Muslim men is like
they went to jail first. Is that where they all convert?
No,
that was not what I was gonna say.
Oh, that.
But I know
like
what
I thing.
I got how you said that. I was gonna say I feel like they're a little too like old school in values, like being. You have to be the woman. You have to do this. Like,
I'm not gonna lie. Me and the only issue that I do have with that, and I remember I felt bad. So Naya took me to breakfast one time with one of her old niggas.
Mm-hmm. You know what she's talking about?
Nah. Well, I don't know.
Bring more details because we don't.
Yeah,
went to
I know.
With
yeah,
a
nah.
Of my
but
old
it was breakfast. It was breakfast. It was breakfast, and it was a Muslim nigga.
Oh, I
and
do
I
know
felt
what she's
bad because I bitch, I want real bacon.
Bacon.
Oh. And I felt bad.
Oh yeah, I do know.
Was that a problem?
So I ordered the bacon, but I felt bad because I know you're supposed to be respectful. Like, it happened another time. I was talking to this other nigga. He was actually a ball player, but
was Muslim or of Muslim religion, and bitch, I ordered a grilled cheese and it had ham in it. And then I kind of felt bad.
Disrespectful.
Wait, why is that disrespectful?
Because you're not supposed to. Because even
has
you eat turkey bacon.
I mean, are you?
No, but see,
you can't eat pork in my house.
But that's your house.
But before you convert it to,
if we're paying for it, if I'm at dinner.
Oh, yeah, her nigga paid for it, and I feel bad. He had to pay for my bacon.
Yeah, that's the disrespectful part of it. How are you going to ask a Muslim to pay for it?
You know what? So my father is Israeli. My mom is black.
Uh-huh.
And my dad eats kind of kosher, right? So he doesn't eat pork. Mm-hmm. He doesn't mix meat and cheese. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a grown woman. I be paying some of their bills now. I be eating that shit, bro.
What else did I went out on a, it wasn't a date. It was like a business meeting or something. I forgot what religion he was. But he kind of looked at me sideways because I had shellfish. He went into a whole goddamn spiel. You know those are like roaches, like they're the bottom. What culture?
Are good.
What culture can't you have shellfish? It's some type of Christian religion. Islam. Maybe Islam. Is that, how much different is that from Muslim?
No, Islam.
Oh, yeah, it is. So really? I don't think he's Muslim.
What do you mean? Is Islam?
I'm about to say, I got
y'all
go,
are fucking with me right now. Y'all did not know that.
Because I'm like, a bitch just fucked up.
Look,
shrimps the other day. I don't know.
See, that's why we need a producer. Where's Savon at when you need him? Goddamn.
But even
we
my
need
nigga,
him
he eats crab legs.
My nigga, you knew Islam and.
You didn't know that? That's
Islamic. You've never heard that together.
Whatever. I'm not religious. I told y'all, I don't do religion. So even when people be trying.
Yeah. Come on. I'm agnostic and I don't believe. And
I'm not religious, okay? I'm learning. I'm still learning, goddammit.
I do want to say one thing. I wanted to try to figure out because, where is the borderline between fetishizing and being into other cultures, right? Can I want to explore but not be fetishizing? And that's the thing. What exactly is fetishizing?
What you
think? It's a thin line.
Because I feel like if white girls want black men, it's looked at as a they're fetishizing black men. But
no, I think they just want some of that big dick.
And all of them got big dick though. Come on,
that's right. But big, to me, it's if you want a guy with money, if money is your thing, you'll go with any race. If money is your thing, and if you going for big dick, 9 times out of 10, you'll lean to the.
I'll tell you what fetishizing is. Fetishizing is when that's all you need is sex from that person. Right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of white men that are into black women just want to fuck them and then they're
done.
Right.
They
white girls
date
that
them.
Are doing that, they wouldn't date them. So I think that's the fetishizing thing when it's just a fantasy.
You getting smart, bitch. That's kind of good. You did that by yourself.
You know what I'm saying, bitch?
Okay, no, that is because
that's it though.
Or you feel like you have to sneak because that's what you want, but technically you wouldn't be with it or you wouldn't bring them to your. To your parents' homes or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, fetishes, usually people are secretive about their
secretive
fetishes.
About it, right?
So if it's something that you're tiptoeing on, then yeah, it's probably a fetish.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
God.
Damn, bitch, we thought you lost weight. The fucking chair just collapsed.
Whoa, bitch.
I put my foot behind it and I pulled the goddamn little leather shit. I was like, goddamn.
Oh
I'm
God.
Over here playing with my own feet, playing footsies and shit.
Booty bandit.
yes.
Nah, but it's crazy. But I'm not.
So let me ask you then so we're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let's say that you know a white guy that only dates black girls.
I do know a guy
okay.
that did that.
Would you be
is
okay
that fetishizing even though he's in relationships with them?
What'd you say?
Is that fetishizing? Even though he's in
relationships? No, because he you know, because I dated this guy that I'm talking about, right? And at first I was like looking at this nigga like, what the fuck is, what's your thing? Because that's the only white guy I ever dated. Like, seriously, in my house, met my mom, all of this. But, his whole past is, is black girls. So he goes out on dates, he's not embarrassed about it. He's not ashamed about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that.
So, but no, a lot of people do say, when white guys are, only with black women, it's a thing. But I think the thing is, to make sure that, we all understand that preference mm-hmm. and, your surroundings are a thing. For example, Sam Whiteout.
Not only that, our goddamn camera guy.
What?
We was talking earlier. You Indian, right? We was talking, he's never dated another Indian.
Really?
But he looks at himself as black. I was like, ooh, all the black girls playing in your hair, right? Okay, not only black girls.
He was like, shut your fucking mouth, bitch.
Wait, not black, but he's dated everyone.
Do you think that
home.
Has something to do with you not being the textbook Indian guy?
Wait, why? What do you mean textbook
Where
Indian?
Where are you from, Brooklyn?
Look at what he's wearing.
Yeah, I'm from Lyon, but I'm from West Bay, which is
We should all be feminists is his t-shirt.
No, I'm being dead ass serious. No, that makes sense. Textbook Indian, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, Akash talks about how he's a comedian, not a doctor, and how he's like...
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes
Which
sense.
Which is why I said, so with Sam lives in Harlem. Sam's sitting here.
Went to a HBCU.
I was a ghetto-ass white guy, too. Like, a white guy that'd be like, yo, like...
I hate
you
them.
Would say nigga, of course.
He was like, Tommy.
Yeah, like, exactly. Oh, like
wait,
that.
No,
like,
Tommy said nigga on the episode,
Wait, did he?
I Googled it, and apparently... I said, did anyone else catch this? So I Googled it, and apparently it came out in the acting scene, and it wasn't in the script, and they chose to leave it.
That's trash.
But...
It's
funny
you
because
think that's it wasn't in the script. That's kind of crazy.
So that means he be saying that
he
shit.
He said to something like to Ghost, like, yeah, nigga, we family, like that. And I think
he was in character mode.
He was. And imagine if you were in this hood-ass movie and you can't, that's like one of your white friends slip it and say a nigga in a song. It's not like they called you a nigga, but they just in the song, bro. Yeah. They at the concert and they're like, what up, my nigga?
What are you going to do if you...
I mean, I ain't going to do nothing, but I know I was in Vegas and I was talking to this couple from Canada, and I think because me and my friend were black, they just felt so comfortable. They dropped the N-bomb like fucking four times to where I just felt uncomfortable talking to them.
You got to say something.
I don't like when you're too comfortable with
Why
saying
are you
that.
Saying
like,
nigga, nigga? Yeah, these niggas that I was just like,
to me,
oh,
I feel like Tommy probably was in character mode.
I went to a concert with a white friend of mine who shall remain nameless, and we got real fucked up, and he looked at me and he was like, dude, I love you. I said, I love you too. And he goes... Let me just get one. I said, one what? And he goes, never mind. So then 10 minutes go by. I said, were you asking me to say nigga? He's like, absolutely not. I mean, unless you want me to.
What?
He's like, fuck.
And then, so we were at Migos. And I saw him the whole time and he was like in it. And he was like, bleh, and he was holding it back. And I felt bad.
Yeah, nah, no, but he didn't say pass, bro.
I'm trying
because
to
the thing is, you can't
Migos,
give a pass. Like, because then you know what's going to happen the next time. He's going to end up saying it on.
Do Migos say nigga a lot?
They say nigga
songs. Yeah, isn't there a whole song... Nigga.
Wait, it wasn't like
that.
I think it was just.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
They definitely got to say that.
Well, we're going to go ahead. Before we get into the horrible decision, guys, y'all, we got an ad for the week, and we want to let y'all know it's some dope shit.
I'm so excited.
I'm really excited. So we've dropped other podcasts on this platform before, and a lot of you guys have really enjoyed the ones that we have suggested you guys to listen to. I know that you guys are always looking for something new to listen to. So there's actually a new podcast coming out, y'all, called Purple Panties. It is a new erotic fiction podcast created by my favorite New York Times bestselling author, Zane. I told y'all I feel like that's why I'm such a hoe, because I was reading Zane in the 10th grade.
Yo, but maybe. For real, I mean, what a new school way for Zane to come back. I was listening to Insecure, and Molly was like, you ain't gonna throw this out. She's like, bitch, Zane is
Zane. You don't throw Zane out.
I used to sneak and read a couple pages. My mom was reading.
Speaking of Molly for Insecure, she was dating that Asian nigga. It's pretty much my life for real now.
Yeah, it's like so anyways, guys, if y'all want to check out a new podcast, it is called Purple Panties. And so let me go ahead and let y'all know what a little bit it's like. It's actually, it's a scripted erotic fiction. On the outside, Maddox, Lauren, and Stephanie go against the grain when it comes to sex. But as relationships shift and physical change, can they keep up with the facade? Follow them on their journey as they navigate their professional and personal lives. The
Sun. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what it's really about.
In Atlanta.
So I listen to this shit and it's fucking lit. Like, the production value is so dope. So I'm listening to it on the train and it starts off with this stud. And she was like talking about her strap and shit like that, and how she's going to fuck this bitch. And then they start fucking, right? And they're like fucking. And I had to look around the train because like it was like full on moaning. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, people are going to think you're a weirdo.
That shit's going to make me wet in my
bro, head. I was so horny I had to turn it off. But it was so well made. Like, I felt like I was watching TV but didn't need to see it. Like,
I'm excited.
That's my first scripted podcast I fully listened to. It was very good.
I gotta get on it.
Like, yeah,
and then you know what? It was 30 minutes. It was short enough. Like, I love it. The sound, like, it really is. Like, the actors are good in
it. I'm super excited. And
it's Zane, so you know it's gonna be good.
I read some more into it. And even like one of the cliffhangers is like, what happens when you find out the man of your dreams is a woman? Ooh. So it's some real good shit. It takes place in Atlanta. Super dope. You guys can listen to Purple Panties now on Stitcher Premium. So for a free month of Stitcher Premium, guys, go to purplepantiespodcast.com and use promo code HORRIBLE. HORRIBLE. That's HORRIBLE. So go again, guys, onto purplepantiespodcast.com and use that promo code to receive... your free month of Stitcher Premium.
We didn't ask you to sing it.
You finished or you done?
Oh, no, bitch. Okay. I'll keep going if I fucking want to. Oh,
okay, just asking. Anyways, I'm going to continue speaking to Naya for the rest of this episode. No, let me stop. Anyways, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump into the horrible decision for this week, and I'm super excited to have this conversation. So if you guys do not follow Naya, not only is she like an OG in real life, was a stripper, now a rapper on TV. Y'all can see her really everywhere. She's also a mom. And y'all know me and Weezy, we be talking about whole shit, but we don't have kids. So a lot of our listeners do have kids and kind of want to worry, like not worry, but kind of want to have us discuss how to stay sexy after having a baby. Uh-huh. And you're also in a relationship, so I wanted to get into that.
Right.
So I guess what do you think was one of the biggest changes with you after having your baby, and even your body, how
we're getting into this vagina, okay? So this is, everyone tells you, like, when you're about to give birth and stuff, they're like, contractions. But, and you should know this because you are going to push a baby through your vagina.
Right.
No one tells you that you truly could possibly be ripped from the rooter to the fucking tooter. So
what do you mean?
When I gave birth, they had to cut me, right, like, in my area to, like, make more space for my baby to come out.
Guess they're going
to
go listen to Zane now because they're done with us.
So I had a couple stitches down there that I needed to heal. So I had to definitely sit out and wait and stuff like that.
Did you feel like shit got knocked around when the baby came out?
It was bad. Honestly, the first 6 months after having my child, it was the worst. Sex was horrible.
Why?
You just don't feel like your vagina. It took my vagina, I would say, like 10 months to get back to normal.
But hold on. So you pushed the baby out, right? Mm-hmm. Does it feel like you're taking a shit out of your pussy?
No, I took a epidural, so I didn't feel shit. I didn't feel anything. And that's another thing. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at her. The baby comes out, or the baby's crowning or whatever. She's like, give me the scissors. And I'm like, for what? And she's just like,
no.
And I'm like, bitch, it's not that much space between the vagina and the ass. I didn't know
I need
that
to
there's
adopt.
A lot of space once your vagina expands between the pussy and the ass. And this bitch is like,
wait, she cut between your pussy and your ass?
No, they have to get some. Well,
she has to make it like.
Holy.
So I did an Insta Live about with just girls in it, right? Mm-hmm. And it was so fun. It was only like 50 people in there. And we were just all, it was me and a friend of mine who had a baby. We were talking with women about all of the questions they had about vaginas. And she
vagina
was,
got to heal after a baby.
Yeah, and she was saying
then
how
the
like,
sex comes back on. Really heal your vagina. Because I wanted to fuck like 3 weeks later. And my man is like, babe, like they told us we have to wait at least 6 weeks and you should wait a little bit longer because you got stitches. I was like, nah, nigga.
Now,
I'm horny.
Does it feel looser?
And so I did. I had sex at 3 weeks.
You did have sex at 3 weeks?
I did.
Did it feel like it went back down? How long does it take for a vagina to get back down?
The inside of my vagina to me pretty much like went back like normal. It was really the
it's
outside,
a muscle.
Like the going in, like the entrance of my grand opening, like that shit was all fucked up. Like my curb appeal wasn't.
Did you consider vaginoplasty or whatever?
Nah, because the aesthetics was still good, but just like that one, the little area between the vagina and the asshole.
Yeah.
The pussy hole and the vagina hole.
So I wanted to bring something up that I don't know if you remember, and I want to talk about it because I wonder if other people have the same feeling. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you were saying, like, I'm not fucking nobody that's had kids?
Yeah, I used to, yeah.
Now, what scared you about it?
I don't know. You know, it's crazy because then I told you I fucked the nigga with his baby mama and she had mad kids with him.
And I forgot about it until now because you were like, I don't want it. And then we said Amber Rose.
Well, you didn't
said,
want a girl with no kid? Well,
yeah,
girl,
like,
well.
Like
you talked about Beyonce. You said the baby's too new. That's
what
you said.
Yeah, I said once my friends have babies, like, because, you know, I be fucking all my friends.
Right.
But once my friends have kids, I was like, oh, I don't know if I would want to fuck them after a kid. Like,
not
I don't
right
know.
After me either. Now, I like the.
You said you, 7 years.
And I've had kids,
oh, yeah,
so I kind of.
It took a while. But then, I mean.
No, yeah. You said that they had to have 7-year-old kids.
Oh, I said 7-year-old kids. Like, once they were, all right, 7 is too long, but I said at least a 2-year-old.
But what's the scary, what's the scary thing, though? Like, do you think about, like, because not like you putting your dick in it. Like, are you worried
I'm
about
not, you're
your
right.
face,
your
bro.
Face, though, is in it, bro.
I know, but I'm saying for the tightness, it's
down
not really relevant for, like, lesbian
isn't.
Sex.
But, I mean, my whole face is down there, and I just know a whole-ass human being just came out your
yeah,
pussy.
Yeah, I couldn't
like,
eat a vagina.
See, you
either. And sis got to give 2 years, especially going through
she
with my personal.
See, like,
her child better be like 2 years and better, maybe even 3.
Why 2 years? But like, what is it though?
Because I know what I went through and how, my healing process. I don't want. I don't want it. I don't want it.
You about to make me request a C-section with this talk.
I don't want it.
Keep it 100.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Now, what do you think? was the biggest issue with, like, did you have any kind of, like, body image issues? Were you feeling a certain way?
Yeah, I gained a lot of weight. But, I mean, my dude is, like, into, like, all my body types, big, small, little, whatever. He never makes me feel no type of way. So that helped. But, honestly, my biggest thing was letting the pussy heal. Because I fuck crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I, like... Yeah. Like, turning up. But when your vagina's broken for, like, 6-8 months in a relationship, that's...
Now, when it comes
bad.
To,
six,
like...
6-8 months was horrible, our sex life.
So, like, you had the baby, you pushed him out, mm-hmm. right? And then, like, how did you get to go back? Because, you know, you've talked about threesomes mm-hmm. and things like that you've had with your man. Mm-hmm. Could you go back into that after the baby? How did
oh,
that...
Oh, yeah, we had threesomes after the baby. We had threesomes before. I think the number one thing when it comes to threesomes, whether you're... the woman has to want it. Like, I tell girls that all the time. Like, don't try to have a threesome with a nigga because you think, like, oh, I got to be this fun turn-up girl. Then this bitch comes in the room and you're, like, in the corner crying somewhere because sure. you emotionally could not handle it.
So we get asked...
I like threesomes because I like threesomes. It's not like, let me have a threesome to lock my new dude down.
We get asked this a lot. How do you bring it up with your partner about wanting to have a threesome?
Oh, I'd be like, babe, you want to fuck a bitch tonight?
Oh, just
let's do it in reverse with a dude. What about a dude that's never... And by the way, mm-hmm. we have already talked about this, but y'all yeah. niggas ask the same question every week.
Every
so let's go in reverse. John wants to fuck... Oh, no, wait. That's too white.
Yeah, that is weird.
You know, oh, damn. She fucked
Janelle no. wants to fuck Tierra with another chick. Mm-hmm. Tierra and him been together for like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't know how to bring it up without making Tierra feel insecure. So how can he bring this up in a way that'll make her feel comfortable enough? What are the things that he has to do? How should that conversation happen?
Okay, boom. This is what I go off on my dude, right?
Like, okay.
He deletes it now, which gets on my fucking nerves. But I always go into his, like, cache, his history of, like, what porn he watched to be like, oh, he was looking at Spanish bitches, huh? Mm. Let's go fuck a Spanish bitch this week. So I would say for a guy to put like, threesome shit, like, in his thing and then, like, purposely let her find it and see what she says. And then you could test the waters there.
I have actually brought the same thing up saying, like, I think y'all should watch porn together and be like, what do you think of this?
No, but I don't even think that because that's like...
But what if the bitch ain't searching for his through his phone?
I think leave your laptop... Bitches is looking through phone. Leave your laptop open.
Now,
go
hold
to the
on.
Bathroom.
Let's role play because I'm going to give you the reaction uh-huh. that he could say. So you really looking up threesomes? Is that what you want to do with me?
Yeah, bitch. Is you with it or not?
You know what? I think Naya's too New York for this shit.
No, well,
here's
you
a great
like that, B.
A great question Mandy has on here that like mm-hmm. it says, as a new mom, how does having a baby change your body and your libido? Like, did you
like
find
your
that
sex
you wanted
drive.
More sex or less sex or what?
It goes up and down. Like before my baby, I was like a little sex kid and
you
I wanted to
definitely
fuck all
were.
The time.
Yep.
But now because you have to take care of a child, you don't have as much energy. So honestly, my sex drive goes up and down ever since.
And it's crazy because
I've never lost it completely.
We had a whole mail about that, and mm-hmm. I don't think men realized the energy even of being a new mm-hmm. mom. Like, yeah, we was probably fucking like rabbits before the right. baby, but now, and not only that, not only do you have a job, mm-hmm. like, and you're always on the go, always
right.
somewhere at
right.
events or somewhere, you're still the mother of the house, so you're still probably cleaning the house, doing
right.
everything
exactly.
about the house, but now you also got to take care of a whole ass human being.
Yeah, and my man is like my second child, too. I got to cook. When he comes home, he's like, babe, what we eating? Like, nigga, you done passed 15 fast food restaurants. You know I had a full day of work. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't understand that sometimes, so that's whatever. Find a balance.
I mean, when you like were pregnant, though, mm-hmm. did you find that you wanted sex more?
They said, oh, while I was pregnant?
They talk about
oh,
how pregnant yeah, pussy is the best.
Yeah, did he say your pussy tastes
yeah,
like
said,
felt better
no,
while
he
you were pregnant?
Said I didn't want him to eat me out. That was so weird for me. Like,
why?
Once the belly started really showing.
You thought maybe
really
he could see the baby inside?
I was like, no, I couldn't see
what,
it
maybe
anymore.
He was, maybe, but maybe he was going to look no, inside and say I, hi like, to his child while
in
he
her
was
stomach.
Fucked, I mean, I don't know. Why do they want him to eat you out?
It fucked my shit up, right? Right? So, you know, I'm very into my body. You know, I try to keep snatch. So I'm into myself. Like, I'll be like, I like fucking in front of a mirror. You know, like, yes, throw that ass.
So you were insecure
so
during?
I didn't, like, I like, I'm a, is it a pillow princess? What is it? Like, laying back, getting head?
That's yeah, I, like pillow, I think so.
Princess, yeah, I like yeah. to lay back and get head. I don't really like sitting on faces. I do occasionally, but I don't like it. So when I could come, it's usually on my back. So once the belly started getting to a point where I couldn't even see the top of your motherfucking head, I'm like, this is weird. Because
you can't
look,
even see him anymore.
Yeah,
you're
like
just looking
look
at your baby.
And, like, oh, and you got the baby bump, like, moving, like, oh, what y'all got going on out there? Like, that was weird.
So, like, the last trimester, it was, like, a pillow and an ass up in the air, honey. I was like...
a pillow and an ass
Because I still wanted to fuck,
air.
But I just didn't want no head because it was just... weird for me. Like,
so another another direction we wanted to take this, because now that you're a mommy, a lot of people, I would say both men and women, feel like once you become a mom, you have to carry yourself a certain way. You have to be a certain way because now you're a mom and you want your child to see this. So could you pull up this picture for me real quick? So I have a photo and we posted it on our Instagram and it got a ton of comments. So because you rap, you're on TV, you are very confident with your body, you wear whatever the fuck you
That's
want. And this is probably something similar to some things you've worn before.
So the picture is a picture a lot of you guys have seen. It turned into a meme and the meme says, "Are y'all okay with your wife stepping out like this?" And it's a picture of Gucci Mane with his wife Keisha and she's wearing... a like see-through jumpsuit. Yeah. I mean, she's wearing what it looks like to me underneath his underwear. Like, you can't pay
these. Yeah, she does. She got
and underwear. And honestly, when I saw this, I was like, I've seen mad chicks in mesh jumpsuits. I don't really know what the
big deal is. I don't understand. But I think it's now because, of quote-unquote, now she's a wife. So
she's a wife. That's so. But
she's
you have a ring
always
and
worn
all,
shit like
that. But she's also a mother.
Yeah, and she
so
also has
she
a
been
brand.
A mama.
I know. But, no, that's but she also has a brand and things like that as well. So, like, was she supposed to stop everything?
So
like,
let me ask you, for our listeners who don't have brands, and maybe they just want to go to the club with their homegirls and they saw
That's
someone,
a good point.
You know, they asked, they saw someone on Instagram with this and they was like, I know I would look bomb in that shit too.
I tell them they should get it.
They should get it.
They should get it.
Is this
but
a conversation
this
you
is
should
who
have?
You are. Like, if, like, my, the whole thing is if you are living in your truth and you are in a relationship, they should accept you for who you are. When my dude
like
met
that,
me,
yeah.
I was a fucking thot and I was willing to stop being a thot if he was willing to stop being a thot because he was a thot. So we got together and we both just, you know, love each other and stuff like that. But I didn't have to change the way I dressed. The only thing I had to not disrespect him and, you know, obviously in different aspects, but my clothes, my appearance, my the way I speak, like, I ask him sometimes, I'm like, babe, you know, sometimes I'd be like, my thought days on. He's like, I don't care. Like, I know you. So when your partner knows the core of you.
I'm lonely laughing. You know, I know you got that hoe in you.
He's like, exactly. He's like, I know there's a little hoe still in there. It's fine.
Can
I love
I ask,
you, baby.
Since you said, you know, you used to be a thought, he used to be a thought, have y'all ever discussed non-monogamy and open relationships?
He's definitely not with that, and I'm not with that.
But
we
y'all have threesomes.
We have threesomes, yeah. Like, he can't fuck no bitch when I'm not. No, hell no. That's cheating to me. Yeah, that's cheating.
No, that is.
Okay,
I mean, we've got out there, and that's
I think cheating
thing.
Is lying.
That's,
so
that's
if that's what
thing.
Your rule is, don't fuck around with me, then that's it.
Yeah, don't, that's like, a- just don't, like, don't have no, and I think it goes both ways. Like, in a relationship with me and him, right, it's been pretty public. Everybody knows that we've been together, but nobody, everybody kind of thinks that we have this perfect thing, right?
Right,
and me and my dude both have had infidelities on both sides.
So you know what makes me ask?
It's not everybody's business.
I
want to
bring,
don't black on each other on social media.
I want to bring back that, because it just made me think the fact that you did say that. A lot of people say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Mm-hmm. Do you think the fact that both of y'all was hoes at one point that oh, it helped?
I think it helped because, like...
You both been around the block and you know the bullshit?
Yeah.
But you guys still both cheated. So do you feel like that's always something that you would expect? Mm-hmm. Like, so if I didn't have my hoe phase and I done been a hoe and now I'm dating a dude, should he just automatically assume that I'm probably still gonna be a hoe with him?
With mine, it was like, he knows why I cheated and I know why he cheated, right? And that's why we both were able to move on, because we both have flaws into why to make the other person feel insecure to go backtrack and do, you know, go back that route. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when this shit comes out later on, or even like this shit, like, oh my God, Nia Lee and her man cheated on each other before. This never made it to social media. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
They might try to put a magnifying glass on it or whatever. Me and him both know he knows what he did to provoke me to do it, because I thought it was over. Like,
you felt like you were provoked to cheat.
What he did to me.
You sound like a nigga, bro.
No.
What?
Yes.
What you
what
mean?
He
I
did
sound
to
like
me,
a nigga.
And I'm not going. No.
I
what he?
Like, no, I was.
Mandy,
provoked me.
He provoked me to cheat.
Yes. What he did to me, I'm not going to fuck up his character and
right,
stuff like
no,
that.
Of
what he did to me, me and him was going to be over. Like, I was like, you know what? I don't want to be with this nigga no more, so I'm just going to jump out the window. This nigga really ain't going to want to be with me. That's what my thinking was. It's retarded now. I think I'm like, that was stupid as fuck.
That does.
But I was like, you know what? He think I'm getting back with him? I'm going to fuck somebody.
Oh. What? Do you feel like if like your partner cheats. I was about to say, yeah, like if your partner cheats, do you feel like you kind of have a pass now to cheat? Or how does that, how
I don't
do you
think anybody has a cheat. Cheating to me is like.
And he didn't cheat first and then I cheated. He did something. He cheated before I even cheated. Like he cheated on me before.
Yeah, like cheating, if, like, I think something's a real cheat when, like, you're being deceitful, right? You out right. here not telling me what's going on, blah, 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 blah. So, like, that already hurts one person. Mm-hmm. Just to hurt back, like, nah.
Yeah, that's what we didn't do. I think that's why we able to forgive.
So, like, if you cheating as a result because you're angry mm-hmm. and it wasn't I don't know.
So, let me ask, wrong. Can I ask both of y'all something, actually? Because we all are friends, I know that both of y'all, even you saying mm-hmm. this, you both have been in relationships where your partner has cheated mm-hmm. and you stayed with them. Mm-hmm. What a lot of people feel like once they're cheated on, they can't stay with their partner. So how did both of y'all get past the cheating part?
I think that me and my man was sorry, boo. I'm like,
No.
I think that me and my man both were able to get past it because he bought his shit to me, I bought my shit to him. Mm. And that's why I think that it didn't make it to social media.
Communication. Nice.
So you told on yourself.
I told on myself.
That's a big fucking deal.
And he told on himself.
Because you know what?
Oh, shit.
That's never happened to me. And I think that eliminates the embarrassment.
Yeah, when you have to find out.
Yep. Yeah. See, I felt embarrassed. That was the number one feeling, and I felt like I couldn't go back from that. She was someone I knew. I got cheated on a lot by mm-hmm. you know who. But I think the main thing for me is I was younger, and I didn't really forgive at all. Like, I brought it up a lot, and I think that...
You do have to forgive.
You can't keep bringing it up.
And I think that's the thing that really fucked me up because mm-hmm. anything. We could be having a great time and I would just bring it up.
Me too.
And little things would trigger me. You know what I mean? He cheated on me with a girl that had red hair. Mm-hmm. If we passed someone in the street, he would watch my demeanor change. Just little things could tick me off. Mm-hmm. And I...
Cam got nodding his head like, yep, this you been cheated on? You been cheated on? Oh, my bad. He's like...
Can we shut the fuck up?
Can we go back?
But okay. No, I mean,
you have to forgive, though.
Like, you do, and that is, I think, that thing that ruined it. I mean, he wasn't somebody I should have been with, but mm-hmm. not forgiving. I mean, because imagine if, like, you're,
and that's another thing. He didn't fuck none of my friends. I didn't fuck none of his friends. Like that, right?
He
there,
didn't fuck a friend, but like we were in Orlando, it's a small city, work. And like, yeah. Come on, I knew everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I could go to the fucking strip club and see the girl he fucked, right. And that was hard. But yeah, if I ever got cheated on again and I was in a serious relationship, I think the main thing would be is me telling to myself, can I handle this? And am I going to shut the fuck up and move past it?
Mm-hmm.
Because
it do
he started
time.
To resent me for
time.
It too.
Yeah.
I would bring it up out of nowhere. And he's like, God damn, like, what can I do?
It took me about 8 months to like really, because like you
how
said.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together like 4 years now. So it took me about like 8 months to really digest it and say, he came to me with this. He like, you know what I'm saying? Because he saved me in the embarrassment. So that's really the most leverage that he had in the situation.
Because you don't want no bitch to tell you about your own.
You know what? Nah. So guess what?
And another thing too, the fact that it wasn't like a bartender, like because that's what I got cheated on a lot back in the day in my stripper days. I always kept a nigga, right? Mm-hmm. And they would cheat on me with these bitches who, you know what I'm saying? Any nigga they see me with, you already know. Bitches were like, ooh, he was with Naya. He threw $2 at Naya. I want to fuck him.
That mean he got
and
bread
these
too.
Niggas
yeah.
would be so fucking weak. There's this dude, right? I gotta tell y'all this story.
Oh shit.
You know who I'm talking about, but I'm not gonna give them no names. I went to, there was this dude I was dating from Brooklyn, and we, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my girls went to a day party. I call him. I'm like, hey, what you doing? He's like, I'm in the city with some of my friends. Me and my couple girls, we go meet up with them to have dinner. And it's Memorial Day weekend is coming up. And I'm like, look, I'm not going to Miami, I'm not going to Cancun for Memorial Day weekend, but my girls is going to be out there. I was like, take care of my girls. Like, you know how I am. I'm like, take them in the club. You already know, bitch, we ain't trying to pay for no tables back
hello,
in the day.
Never,
come on.
Never.
So I'm like, look, just take care of my homegirls. You know what I'm saying? Him and his dudes, because it's him and his friends. And it's my friends. So obviously, I'm not saying fuck any of my friends. Just make sure they good in the clubs. They go to Cancun, they come back, one of the extra girls like, you didn't know such and such fucked such and such this weekend? I was like, no.
And it was your friend.
That I introduced, and I'm like, you know what I mean? So that shit hurts. Like, that's why I'm so happy that my man is not weak for these bitches. Because they be like, his DM and
I
shit
feel
like that.
I used to do things like that. I did that with Crystal and
saving the embarrassment. Ooh.
When they went to Orlando, I was like, oh, I knew this drug dealer. Blah, 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 blah.
I feel like the moral of this story is, fellas,
if you got a girlfriend and you done cheated on her, you should go to her like a grown-ass man and tell her that you cheated on her. Because as FBI Inspector Gadget-ass bitches that we are, mm-hmm. we are going to find out. We always do. We always do. Always. So I would
and
say,
you do get a little me more too, leverage
even
when
a
you
woman
get,
too. That's why I came clean about my shit, because I know that I'm gonna continue to evolve and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I know that people are gonna try to come in and fuck up the foundation that me and my man has built. Even this interview right in here, like, you know, people are gonna probably try to throw their jabs. But ultimately, at the end of the day, me and my man have a solid fucking foundation. The only people that's gonna break me and my man is gonna be me and my man. When we decide to go separate ways,
you're very public with your relationship, and mm-hmm. I actually wanted to bring a question to your ass, Sweezy, because we see ourselves becoming more, you know, like bigger and bigger, and there are like so many of our listeners who try to figure out who we're fucking, and because we brag about them, I think you said someone was trying to figure out to even lover boy.
Yeah.
So as we get bigger, would you have a public relationship on Instagram with who you date next? Or because you're very secretive with that, but I'm wondering if it's because like you're nervous that
maybe I don't follow the people that I fuck either.
Yeah, same.
I think that it's not necessarily like if I'm worried about a breakup mm-hmm. and like going through that, I just more so want to protect that person. Like as okay. evil as people could be on the internet towards me and you,
right?
Mind you, it's almost I like me and Mandy will talk about mm-hmm. the shit that we do. Right. And then they'll go on and act like they heard some new info. These bitches is hoes. She just said she got a pearl necklace. Like, because I told you that I had a pearl necklace.
Right.
Because
all three
I told
of
you.
On here are whores,
so
guys.
Just to know that someone could do that to somebody else, like I would mm-hmm. never want to put somebody through that.
I agree.
Because I just know how ridiculous people are and like how hurtful they try to be and negative. And mm-hmm. it's just like, why bring someone in my life like that?
No, but that's why you got to see, if I spoke to my partner, right, and even with like the infidelities, if I knew that he would be uncomfortable about me even talking about it, then I wouldn't talk about it. If there's certain things that, like I said, he's like, yeah, babe, I know you say thought days. Like, you know, we have this conversation. So I respect, there's certain things that I won't talk about. Like I said, I didn't give you guys the reason why right. I cheated, because I'm not here to assassinate his character. This is still right. the child of my, the father of my child. But I feel like once you have that, the connection with somebody, you guys sit down and you have like, yo, these are the guidelines. Like, I'm gonna let you, because he lets me rock, and right. I don't even feel like I'm like chained up or nothing.
And it's not necessarily but who we are. Him. Like, it's not about me having this whole persona. Mm-hmm. It's more so like,
you don't know if the dude could deal with it.
I have just learned, like, dude, the more that we do this, people really try to be hurtful. Like, they really like to mm-hmm. fuck with you. So I don't get this is mm-hmm. This is going to come with what I do.
Right.
But you don't deserve that.
Right.
So no, I understand.
That's where I feel like,
but
I don't know if I would ever do
it again. What if the guy is like, nah, babe, fuck them. Like, I don't care.
The only time I would do that then is if that person is in a creative field like me and can understand why people do this.
Why people do what they do.
Because, for example, right? Someone I've had to lean on is, I don't even want to say his name. Mm-hmm. Someone bigger than us has a bigger podcast than us. I'm like, bro, I can't mm-hmm. handle reading these awful things. Well, mm-hmm. me and Mandy did a therapist mm-hmm. episode. Mm-hmm. I was feeling great about us having therapy, and then reading things about her made me almost mad at her again. I was like, I don't know how to separate these mm-hmm. things. He was like, I don't even see them anymore. Like,
yeah, just, I don't read.
Oh, I don't read.
But it's not even, it's like reading them and not letting them bother you. So all I could think of is like, if I get bigger and that person still sticks there, something's going to have to stick. Something's going to make you wonder too much. Or, you know, like,
you know.
I think people can bring you more doubt than you want them to. And that's why I think public relationships are a scary place to be. Unless y'all are like, fuck the world together, like, maybe it is best.
Me and my man both Sagittarius, though. And we both very independent minds thinking. Because when we first got together, he had an ex and she was on the internet like, oh, you gonna leave me for a stripper hoe? And like, all of this crazy shit. And bitch is still on site. But,
She let that
shit be known. Just to let her know. Because she said if it wasn't for her, then I wouldn't have my child. You brought my child into it, bitch. Still on site, but now I know Bazaar, Hopper's Bazaar, bitch. I'll see you on the block or something.
Hopper's Bazaar.
No shade. But, you know, when we first got together, you know, even niggas was like, heard you fucking with Nia Lee, the stripper, you know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, I didn't hear too much about him because he's in Jersey, but he showed me, like, pictures of him wearing shirts that said, ho handler. I was like, handle me then.
You know, it's crazy because I feel like there's so many men who maybe won't, quote unquote, cuff a hoe because of what other people are gonna say and how they're gonna say it and be right. like, that's who you with, that's who you gonna bring home to your
but
mom.
But it's changing though, it's evolving though, it's changing.
You think so?
Because yeah. I think that, like, I think
it's cool
I have
a good
to
be a
balance.
Slut. Women aren't scared to
well,
talk
yeah,
about
Amber
their
Rose, yeah. people, everybody wanna wipe
But that's the
Rose.
Thing, if women aren't scared to tell you they are anymore, then
there's nothing to hide.
Right.
There's
and you know what it's
wrong?
Because we've seen hoes get wifed. And I think it really started. I know we're talking about Amber Rose, but Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that, at least in my age, right? You got Anna Nicole, whatever, but watching Kim Kardashian legit go from nigga to nigga to nigga and no one give a fuck. I'm
nobody
like, oh,
give
okay.
a rat's motherfucking ass.
They didn't. Because you're still beautiful.
But the way to me, this is what I'm talking about. She did her shit with finesse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She you don't see Kim even now, or even around the time when the sex tape came out, like, you didn't see Kim running around like, yeah, you know, I suck dick. I'm so good at it. Like, she didn't do that.
We do.
Head is A1, B.
But no, like, when Kim put up that picture with the Chanel bikini this week, I said, oh,
it was good.
Oh, that's it. You saw it?
She looked bomb.
Yeah, that looks good.
I was like, oh, bitch, you ain't never going to stop. Them three kids, bitch, you don't give a fuck.
My man knows I'm coming home every night. So even like I say lyrics, like even now, I'll be like, you know, I reminisce on my old days. Like, yeah, nigga got to pay if he want to play. Like, I do that. You know what I'm saying? My raps and stuff like that.
What do you think about people that talk about being... Like, when you post pictures like that, right? Mm-hmm. There are people that say, you must be insecure if you need to post that.
Oh, for likes and stuff
like
that.
I'm like, honest, bitch, this look good. Let me share this with the world. That's how I feel. Like,
but it's crazy because there's also the other side of the coin where people feel like, if you're a kept woman,
why not
do you want to
save those things for him?
Why not save them for him? What do you say to...
Sometimes my nigga take the pictures of me.
Oh, shit.
Right. He's like, yeah, I'm going to show these niggas what they did. I'm going
to be honest with you. I think the thing that's exciting about, like, when I choose to show my body when I've had a man or whatever, like, or whatever the case may be, I feel proud of what I'm putting up. If it be my new titties, old titties, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I
feel good about my body just because I got a nigga. Yeah, it's for him. You saw a picture. He gets to fuck it.
Right. No, that's for the thing. Like, they act like as soon as you post to Instagram, right, a million likes is a million fucks. Like, no, bro. Right. That's not how it works.
Like, there's so much more shit on the internet that I feel like this little thing.
In this day and age, to me, I just want girls to kind of go back to still having a balance and not giving out all of our fucking secrets and shit like that.
We tell all the secrets. I ain't even gonna lie. You know,
put the sheet over the stomach.
We're gonna go ahead, y'all, now and hop into our home mail segment. In this segment, we read some letters from y'all listeners. If you want to go ahead and send in your home mail, please email us. That's horribledecisions@gmail.com. So this first one, the title says Faithful But Tempted. And I wanted to definitely ask this with you since you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And she's actually been in this relationship for 4.5. Oh, see, we should have him ass come in here. So it says, my boyfriend and I have been together for about 4.5 years. I am 23 and he is 25. When I met him, I was pretty much having fun with guys and was with 7 men before him, basically in 1 year. I grew feelings for him before having sex.
That's boring. Don't I feel like a whore?
No. What?
She was with 7 men before him?
In 1 year. Basically, so she was with 7 men in 1 year, and then by him, number 8.
Bi-monthly?
You know, that's not bad.
Wait, 7 her whole life or just that year?
I took it as a whole life.
Me too.
Did you?
She said I'm 23.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe she just lost her. Yeah, maybe her whole life. Okay, so I grew feelings for him before having sex, and when we had sex, it was just not the best. I continued with everything and fell in love with the person that he is, and eventually the sex did get better, but the last few months, it has gone pretty downhill. We went from having sex pretty much every day to maybe every other week. What kills me is that to him, this is okay. I have always had a higher sex drive, but it has gotten to the point where even when I do touch him or even suck his dick, he doesn't even really get hard. I have gained some weight over the years, and it has made me really insecure, but when I get horny, I put all of that aside and really try to initiate it. The fact that he hardly gets turned on anymore really hurts me and makes me want to not try anymore. Recently, I have gotten into contact with an old friend. Who I had a thing with but never had sex with. Oh. And I'm extremely tempted to cheat. This friend has been making me feel so special, giving me the attention that I just can't seem to get from my boyfriend. He tells me I'm sexy and that he can treat me so much better than my man. Oh, he ain't shit. Which I understand could just be his way of getting me in bed. Mm-hmm. Yep. But it just makes me smile and makes me feel good about myself. I have also felt this way with a few guys that have tried to hit me up. I've thought about cheating many times, and I really feel horrible about it. I love my boyfriend with all my heart and would never do anything to hurt him, but I just can't do it anymore. I need advice on what to do. I love him and picture my life with him, but I feel like our relationship is currently destroying any confidence I had. Thanks in advance. Love you guys.
They need a break.
When she said, when she said that she thinks she's getting in, or she feels insecure about it, you could be projecting that.
Ooh.
Because I really refuse to believe that men see our bodies the way we think they look.
Bitch, I told you I got more niggas when I was fat. So
I really believe that. I think like confidence really reeks.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you aren't feeling that hot, he could probably tell.
But she says she puts it aside when she's horny. Like, but when she's horny, she might be like,
yeah, but, like, you're still in this relationship.
It. Yeah, she thinks that she puts it aside, but it still may be very visible to him.
Right.
Like, it, and then for her to mention that she's gained weight, it may even be where...
Yeah, that's her insecurity right
that's
there.
That's her insecurity. Mm-hmm. So to mention the weight gain...
Did she say anything about talking about it with him?
No, not that I saw.
She said that he thinks that their sex life is fine.
Yeah. So maybe they have had that talk because he's...
They're too young. She said 23 and 25.
And
dude.
25.
They're too young to be not having sex that
right?
much.
Right? They should have sex all the time.
Yeah, like 23
and 25, bitch.
I wanted to fuck everybody.
Everybody.
Like,
I was
fucking everybody. I was fucking bed.
Bro, like, I was so scared that, like, at one point, I sucked so much dick at 23. I was like, I'm definitely getting that. Like, a cold sore is coming.
Oh, yeah. I just.
Bro.
Well, now that we know we were swallowing millions at a time. So we
Yo!
Found out. We found
hold on,
out.
That, hold on, hold on. What? We got to do that update.
What?
Swallowing millions, huh?
There's millions
a girl
of
wrote in. We had a guy say.
Let's do an update. We got a whole mail update.
We got to do this
y'all.
Update. Sorry, side note to the girl. We coming back to you. But this is a dope ass update. Mm-hmm. So a guy wrote in last week, maybe the week before, and he said that his wife, he came in her eye and she said she felt the sperm swimming.
Spelt
and her
the
eyes
first
were going crazy. So it's been like a year or two, he said it went by, and he said she keep talking about this. So another girl wrote in to us and she goes, it's because. There's millions of sperm that come out, and if it really went in her eye, it was probably it, like burrows to find the egg.
No way, bro.
That's what she said.
Yeah, but I don't think that's real, though, bitch.
A bitch, it could.
No, worry, bitch, that ain't real.
I've had cum in my eye.
We all have, but it just hurts.
I'm just like, it only hurts for like a day or two.
A day or two.
Yeah.
Bitch, he might have burrowed you.
He definitely burned my eye. But like,
well, no, and it looks like pink eye.
Eye swollen like you're pregnant.
It was in the corner, and it was just like for like a day and a half, I was just like, it was red.
Did you feel anything swimming?
No, I didn't feel nothing swimming. That's why I'm like, what?
I don't think you can feel it swimming. It's too microscopic. I mean, I've never felt it swim in my mouth.
I've never felt
it swim
in my vagina.
Is there a fly in here?
But I'm trying to think because if we could feel, the wind is kind of, there's microscopic stuff in the wind, right? Or no? We could feel the wind. No, that doesn't work. Okay, my bad.
You know what?
I don't like science.
Mandy is like low-key saying shit that reminds me of wax every fucking episode.
No.
Because when she mentioned Black Panther last week,
she was like,
it was a march. And now you're talking about the microscopic wind, bitch.
Chill out.
Islam is Muslim?
No, fuck.
Mary went overseas to school for nothing.
You know what? I want to get an episode where you and Wax sit across the table and we just throw out a topic on your ass.
Don't have it.
And see what happens.
No, chill the fuck out.
We just be like, NASA.
I really don't like
science. What's it stand for? What's that stand for?
You really doing this? National Association Space Association.
National Association Space Association.
Wait, what is it?
That was pretty good.
No, it's harder than that. But space isn't it? And national is in it, right?
The N is for national.
The N is for national.
Oh, I didn't know. I just was being shady.
Oh, you don't even know, bitch.
Nah, I know space in it. And
that's a fact. I was like, they better not ask me. Cause
you know what? And I know a bitch going to write us and be like, damn, y'all hoes dumb. Bitch, get your own podcast and teach niggas. National Aeronautics Space Administration.
I was close.
She said National Association.
Space Association.
Because A normally stands for association or administration.
So anyway,
fuck you.
Talk to that nigga.
Oh, the girl, we're back.
It do sound like y'all about to break up.
I think you're young too. Not only that, I guess I wanted to bring this up because I wanted to ask you and you, I guess, and shit, myself, I'll go ahead and let you know. To me, when dating somebody, sex to me is very important.
Very important.
So I think if sex is one of those things that is important for you, it seems like it may not be as important to him. And that's one of those things that I think to have not only a flourishing relationship, but one that is honest, you guys have to kind of find a median or some type of.
She said the sex from Jump wasn't good.
That's what I'm saying. He must be looks really good to her.
Would y'all cuff a nigga if their dick was bad in the beginning?
Niggas really look good. People get stuck because they just don't want
to. Hold on, because you know sometimes we like a nigga and then when we fuck him, it's bad. Then it's like I know I fucked a nigga.
I try again, but that's it.
You would try one more time.
I give a nigga a second, maybe third time.
I was gonna tell you, Jeeves has met this girl and you said she was dope.
We gonna make this work, nigga.
Cream, bitch, cream.
Make this work.
Do you know what cream stand for?
Cash rules everything.
Oh, okay, just check it. I'll just check it.
So sex. Jeeves met a new girl. He says that he's been fucking her, and it's so bad. He's like, I had cut her off, and I told her it was for another reason, but he's like, it's because we're not sexually compatible. He's like, she's into art, too. Like, she's pretty. He's like, I cannot fucking do
it. It's crazy, because we had another whole mail about this, and I'm just going to squeeze it in here. So, bitch, we ain't going to read your mail, but listen to this advice. This is here for you. So, she's dating a guy, and the dick is bad. Do you date someone who has bad dick?
If you're getting money out of it, otherwise you need to leave.
That's a fact.
Getting but money even, out of even it, that's dating,
you should get
right?
your own fucking money at one point. Like, oh, I'm tired of this.
Like, I mean, what are you getting out of the dating? Like, if you're trying to get some shit out of a nigga, maybe, but if not, no.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like, if it's you're your regular day-to-day life,
this is how why people
life,
cheat.
No.
Like, why are you guys fucking people that are trash? Just go.
But
you know
also,
how many great men
also,
I've met that are trash in bed? That's why I'm single.
No, but also,
yeah, I don't want
I need girls to understand, though, you know, like, even me, like, I'm a very sexual person. In 4 years of our relationship, my sex life has not always been perfect. Like, just the other day, I was
yeah,
like,
but you go through spells.
Yeah, so I want people to know there's an up and down, but your down We're should not last bad. More than, like, 2 months.
So bad sex for someone, or maybe someone who just doesn't want to have sex?
Let me get to what I was saying. Like, the other day, like, I was sucking my nigga's dick, and then I was like, I stopped, and I was like, I haven't sucked your dick like this in a long time, right? And he's like, yeah, babe, good. And I was like, so I start feeling bad, like, damn, I don't be sucking his dick like I need to. So, like, today, when he was about to leave, I was like, hold on, nigga, let me get sucked the dick. So, girls, we got a mindset and make sure that we doing what we supposed to do still. It balances back and forth. Because for a while, I was
don't be clapping, cameraman.
For a while, I was thinking,
yeah, you
like,
damn sure trying to be quiet. We was talking about cheating.
When we was talking about cheating,
no,
you ain't want to say
while,
nothing.
I was like, why my niggas, like, you know, we have our down spirit. I'm like, why my nigga? And I'm like, bitch, you're not sucking dick around here like you used to.
Yeah, lady.
So
look at all of these
gems. I sucked his dick like Nia Lee on a pole days. I sucked his dick. Right?
You gotta get nasty, lady.
I got it like that. Balls, everything. And the sex right after that dick, so I was like, oh, it was me. It was my fault.
You said you sucked dick like when you was on the pole days. Yeah. Is that because when you were stripping, did you find yourself to be more sexual?
I'm talking about even what, because I was talking to him at the end of my pole days, kind of. I sucked dick really, really
because I feel like
then.
I've had fantasies. This is so embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
I have dreams about stripping and getting fucked. Like, all the
time. While you're stripping?
No, no. Like, being in a strip club, and then, like, I give somebody a dance, and I get fucked in a strip club. Like, I have dreams about it all the time.
You want the money.
I don't think that's it.
Would you
I think,
charge
where
them
more? Where are you going to fuck in the strip club?
I don't know, but it's just my
don't
dream.
Don't be acting
bitch,
like
God
when
did.
We was at Tootsie, bitches wasn't getting
life.
Fucked in Tootsie.
No, there's private rooms, but I'm saying we talking about lust and fucking stylists.
No, I'm thinking like that,
fucked,
but like, I think
saying.
I have this fantasy that I'm stripping and someone looks at me and they want to fuck me and I give them a dance in this room and like we fuck. But I think it's maybe
you're on your showgirl shit. Kind of.
Wait, I'm sorry. I've been to strip clubs. I've been in a bunch of strip clubs where I've watched
some
bitches
of
get
them
fucked.
Have, yeah.
Passion what? Pit, New Orleans, Tootsie's. What's
yeah, but in private
in
rooms.
In private rooms,
that's
though, right?
What I'm trying to
yeah,
say.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But like in the strip, like I'm in,
oh,
the, strip
in the strip club. Okay.
And then you I can, go give him a dance.
You, this would be a nice fantasy. You can
but
actually
I think
play
it's because
out.
When
this
I'm
good.
In a strip club, I want to fuck the stripper.
Yeah, you.
Okay.
Go to Tootsie's for a day. She's like, I'm not really going to be a stripper. This is just a fantasy.
Oh, bitch, you know I get too drunk and fall off the pole.
Yeah, I think you should try this.
And that's just one drink.
I think you should go audition for Tootsie's and then,
you
like,
should, for research purposes.
Dude.
If you're going to fuck an Asian, you may as well
may
be
as well
a stripper, too.
Be a stripper for a day. Look, I did it.
I'll do
it
amateur night.
Look at how far I've came.
The only thing is, like, I'm going to have to go too into the outfit. You know what I'm saying? And, like, the shoes are going to be a few hundred. And I'm like, it's just going
to
be for
That's
fun.
That's fine. Get a nigga to pay for it. Mm-hmm.
I would do an amateur night in another city just to see how it goes and get the fantasy over with.
See, now we don't hang out outside the podcast. I would travel with you to see this.
Yo, this could be a good
I
episode.
I
want to
see that,
I would
too.
Like to see this.
Can I go, too? Because I was a stripper and
you
I can help you get the style your stripper outfit.
You know what song I'm going to pick? That Florida song, I'm a Stripper. And this is my life. You remember that song?
No, I never
I left,
heard that song.
I think I left Florida
soon.
I'll pick it up while you're closing out.
Look,
well, I'm going to style her for a stripper breakout.
Ooh, you got to style this, bitch.
We got to put some, we got to contour my ass because it's kind of small.
Anyways, guys, let's go ahead. Before we leave out, Naya, let them know what projects you got going on right now, where they can find
they
you.
They
want to
know about
go
the
ahead, all of that.
Skills on this podcast. They don't give a fuck about the bars.
You know,
yeah, they do.
Drop some, like,
we can feature
your
little
kids. Like,
we'll
no,
songs at
drop
the end
some
whole
shit. Do a whole rap right now. You got a whole rap freestyle?
No, I don't do whole raps
like
that.
But say something nasty, like I rolled the dick in, sucked the dick in.
I don't rap like that. You need to get the city girls up here for shit like that.
Oh, damn.
I don't know. They were homophobic. I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, you canceled them?
Only because of how Kid Fury
felt. I'm so mad that I like their music so much.
Let me tell you, when
you
stand for somebody.
I do, but they're pretty homophobic.
I'm a follower for anybody that I respect. And Fury was way too upset about that, so I'm done.
No, he was. Fury almost made me cry, bitch.
I teared up, too. And he was like,
no, Fury made me cry when he was talking about it.
Mm-hmm. But we got to remember, dude, gay kids is fucking hanging themselves.
I know, like, it's sad.
Dying in
you're
my...
right. Damn, let's not end on a sad note.
Hold on, so y'all never have heard this song. You don't remember this song?
No.
Wait, this... Where did... Look.
Oh. And this is my life.
I never heard this.
I got kids on my mind.
Remember the Twist and Shake?
I do. You stop
with
just...
With bills to pay.
Hold
with
on,
some Florida
shit. You
stop
the shit like... Hold on, that's the dance. You gotta...
I don't know.
No,
I never
sorry.
Heard this.
Oh, it's called Naked Hustle.
Florida shit.
My body aches. Shit is trash, B.
Nah, it was good, bitch. Look,
like
you know all these
so
New York niggas.
So I pray that you make it
like
rain.
This. Look, these New York niggas.
Nah, I like pull out the stick. Pull out the stick. Hey, I like Florida. Don't get it twisted. Okay. I just didn't like that one.
So what you got going on? I know
I'm
you
about
know,
to
you...
be back on TV.
Hey, go ahead.
Man,
one time.
I can't wait for people to see me back on TV. I'm excited about that. I got a new project coming out soon. I still haven't figured out what I want to name it.
Okay.
But I went down to Atlanta, hooked up with some Atlanta producers, so... you know, I'm excited about that because I think that's what's been missing for me. Not necessarily my skill, but my production needed to elevate.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about the producers I'm working with. And yeah, the TV, new project,
music. If you
have
music. Some songs, we would love to drop it at the end.
Yeah.
I'll send it over. And then I have Nyahlee Wasted, which is my fitness line.
Yes, I do be liking them. I do like them. But yeah. I feel like I don't want to be one of those girls that just wears workout clothes, but I'm not working out.
Oh, no,
so
I work
I've been
you don't
chilling.
Work out?
No, bitch, I don't work out. I be in my head, I be
for
working
real?
Out. Bitch, I ride dick now, actually. I don't know if I haven't really shared it. That's a workout, bitch. My body hurt
it
right now, bitch.
Workout.
I be riding
you
dick.
Like, definitely be
I
working
rode
out?
I'm like riding dick every time I
you
fuck
know,
now.
But
calm
me,
down.
Let me tell you something, because I used to like, I'm more of a like, of course, throw this ass up in the air, you know.
That's
whatever.
On me. I don't like riding dick. But now
but
that I
don't
am.
Like, I didn't like riding dick. And then when I started going to the gym and I started working legs, like, bitch.
I work
we did an episode on Patreon about like how to like, get your with
because
the
my leg strength, I built the strength, so now like I rise.
Well,
that
well, I'm building
so
that
maybe
leg strength.
You can go
nope,
to the gym
nope.
for dick.
Calm
riding
down.
Purposes.
Calm down. I'm building my thigh muscles right now while riding dick. Haven't
that's it, bitch.
I mean, can't do it in workout clothes. The bitch naked. So what I need to work? I mean,
no, but I'm saying you could go workout.
Do you remember Knocked Up when he was like, we just
out.
Need you to.
When you're, mean, gym, when you're in a gym and you're like doing squats and stuff, say, this is to ride dick. This is to ride dick.
Can I be honest with you too? So when I was bigger, I felt like everything on me was so firm, probably because my like all the fat had my skin all like it was firm. And my booty jiggles now, and I'm enjoying, as well as the nigga I'm fucking, is enjoying my ass
still
jiggle,
jiggle
a lot.
Like,
booty
was,
no,
you got booty
like,
meat.
But yeah. No, but it was like a firm booty. My booty now jiggles so nice. I love the jiggle.
Do you have a gym where you
work?
There's a gym like
in
I mean,
the office.
At the end of the day, Weezy, I know you work out four times a day. You're not gonna get me to go, so
Mandy,
I don't care about any of
I'm
it.
I'm trying to tell you, bitch.
I'm trying to tell you, all right, dick, and that's enough for me.
Your fucking sex game when you got like when I started working out,
first
I was all
yeah. Want
your
you
sex
to know.
Game gets way, bitch. You know I knows how to fuck. Bitch.
I know.
You
I
know.
Mean, we gonna.
I'm talking about the way you laugh.
I knows how to do this thing. You know what I'm saying?
I think so too.
So, but when I got in the gym, like. You know what I'm saying? It just got way better, like my stamina. Like,
well, I chew gum, so my jaw muscles are pretty strong. And outside of that, I don't.
And you talk shit.
You know,
so
what other working out needs to be done? I don't know. But all right, so we're going to go ahead. Where on social media can they follow you, even though you dropped it in the beginning?
OG_NYA, period. NYLEE.
Boom. OG Nyalee. Y'all know that y'all can follow us on Twitter now at Horrible Pod. You can follow us on Instagram at Horrible_Decisions. Also want to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons. If you didn't know, our Patreon platform, if you subscribe for just $5 a month, you can get 2 bonus episodes a month.
How many episodes do you think are on Patreon right now?
Over 10.
So like there's hours of shit for y'all. Our live shows are on there.
Our live shows on there. And then if you're a patron for 4 consecutive months at the highest tier, which is $15, then you get merch. At this point, this is the only way for you to receive Horrible Decisions merch. So, you know, go ahead and become a patron. There's some dope stuff going on there. Not only that, for this month, Weezy is going to be talking about how to keep your vagina all nice and clean.
Listen, y'all have been asking me like crazy because I talk about my pH all the time, like what to do. So I'm going to give you the list.
So she's doing that. And then I'm actually finally going to have a full episode alongside Naima from Sophisticated Ignorance Podcast. And we're going to talk about my weight loss surgery, how it's affected me with my confidence, how it's changed in the bedroom. Y'all see I'm riding dick now, so that's one big
ass. Oh, and by the way,
change.
It's not just vaginal health. I'm working with Dr. Kim to get tips for men's genital health as well.
So it'll be really good. Also, I want to really quick shout out Lover's Quarrel. If you are in the DMV area, they are having a live show. So go ahead, check out Lover's Quarrel live show. It'll be really dope. I'm also going to go ahead and be raffling off 2 tickets for that show. So if you are interested in going to a live podcast show, this is the monogamous couple that we had. Also, if you're in Orlando, I want to give a shout out to Carla for the Shit I'm 30 podcast. They are having the live show in Orlando on October 21st, I believe. So check out that. All of us is a podcast community. Y'all love our live shows. So if we haven't been to your city yet, but these are your cities, Orlando and the DMV, go ahead and check out their live shows. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye!